All right, you're on camera.
A group of Iraqi children crowd around some soldiers with a beach ball on a Baghdad street. A soldier's camera captures this lighthearted reprieve from the war. It's one of several videos posted on Operation Truth's website. Scroll down the page, and another video shows footage shot through the scope of a machine gun as an Apache helicopter crew hunts down insurgents trying to plant roadside bombs. Abby Pickett is a student at Edgewood College in Madison. She served in Iraq in the spring of 2003 with the Wisconsin Army National Guard. She spent last summer as an intern at Operation Truth in Washington, D.C.
What's different about what you find on Operation Truth's website is that you're actually hearing it from the ground troop. You're hearing it from, you know, the little peon at the bottom of the chain of command, like myself. If you really want to know how things are going out there in the field, you need to talk to the people that are actually sleeping in the camps that are getting mortared every night and listen to their stories.
These grunt's eye view stories on Operation Truth's website don't take a position for or against the war, but website founder and Iraq War veteran Lieutenant Paul Rakoff says soldiers who contribute to the site do raise serious questions about how the war is being waged. He points to a recent story posted by a young lieutenant about the lack of proper body armor.
He had two guys in his battalion who were shot below the armpit by enemy snipers because they are now recognizing the weaknesses. He also talks about the terrible overextension they're facing. They've had a hard time getting air assets. And he gets into the real nitty-gritty about what it's like to go outside the wire every day and feel like you've got a bullseye painted on your butt.
Other alternative media sites zero in on other conflicts. The Electronic Intifada offers a frontline view of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict on the West Bank. Webmaster Nigel Perry says the goal is to present a Palestinian perspective he believes is missing in mainstream media coverage.
That's the kind of thing that really disturbs you when you live there and you want to tell people about it, because what you're reading, the other people reading outside the country, isn't even coming close to uncovering those realities.
Perry's page includes an in-depth look at the casualty figures for both Israelis and Palestinians. Then there's another category of news sites that take aim at the media establishment, using satire as their weapon.
From PR News in Washington, I'm struggling to find William Rehnquist on the island of Sumatra.
The Hour of Slack from the Church of the Subgenius regularly plays spoof newscasts like this fractured reworking of an NPR broadcast.
An Indonesian jetliner has launched a nationwide fundraising campaign to assist the people affected by PR News in Washington.
Another satirical institution, formerly based in Wisconsin, lampoons the world's events with its own material.
Al-Qaeda vows to win the war on tourism. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting.
The Onion Radio News is anchored by Doyle Redland, the alter ego of cartoonist P.S. Mueller.
Preventing American and European families from enjoying their package tours and weekend getaways is, according to top Al-Qaeda officials, crucial to defending the tenets of Islam.
Mueller says his goal is to make Redland come across as an important-sounding middle-aged man.
He delivers the news as is written for him and as he says it out loud. That gives him much credibility in this day's media.
But seriously, Mueller says, the goal of the Onion Radio News is to hold up a crazy funhouse mirror to conventional news coverage. Surreal and satirical media, like the Church of the Subgenius and the Onion, have become institutions on the web. Now, thanks to podcasting, they're competing with independent news satirists plying their wares in the cyber shadows. Kenosha resident Rusty Bender isn't quite a household name, though with an estimated audience of 16,000 listeners to his daily podcast, he's no small potatoes either.
I'm your host, Rusty Bender. I'm drunk, but it's a productive drunk.
Armed with a PC, a microphone, and a taste for the irrelevant, Bender and a growing number of solo operators are filling out the ranks of the common person seeking a forum to present their own take on news.
I'll leave you with the top 10 reasons why beer is better than religion. Number 10, no one will kill you for not drinking beer. Number 9.
And the vast online audience of the internet seems more than happy to accommodate.
Beer has never caused a major war. Number 7.
Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.